From Tidbits, November 11th, 2013, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Apple has released two EF5 firmware updates that provide targeted fixes for specific models of the recently released lineup of the MacBook Pro with Retina display. EFI Update 1.2 is aimed at the high-end version of the 15-inch MacBook Pro model with NVIDIA GeForce GT750M graphics, addressing a rare problem that limits the performance of the NVIDIA graphics processor after a system-wide boot. EFI Update 1.3 is directed at 13-inch models to fix an issue where the built-in keyboard and trackpad could become unresponsive. As always with firmware updates, we recommend relying on software update to ensure you get the firmware update for your specific model, and be careful not to interrupt the update process. Developer Brett Terpstra has released Marked 2.1 to address issues brought up in our initial review. Its major addition is the capability to choose words to be ignored by the Visualize Word Repetition feature. Option-click a highlighted word to ignore repetitions in a single document, or Shift-Option-click to ignore repetitions in all documents. The list can be managed in Preferences, Proofing, Ignore Repeats. The export and keyword highlight drawers have been redesigned with a more modern look that shows the dark linen background. Finally, Terpstra has included a fix for issues viewing Scrivener documents, with more Scrivener-related updates promised soon. Apple has released an update for iBooks on OS 10.9 Mavericks, with version 1.0.1 claiming the usual unspecified bug fixes and improvements to performance and stability. We did notice, however, that the update does not fix the category assignment bug we examined in managing an iBooks metadata mess. The update is available via software update. If you have a large iTunes library that's been bouncing too many spinning beach balls of late, iTunes 11.1.3 aims to solve your woes. Apple's release notes promise that the update will improve performance when switching views within large iTunes libraries, as well as fix an issue with the equalizer. It also turns out to solve a problem syncing some ringtones. iTunes 11.1.3 is available as a direct download from Apple's iTunes webpage, or via software update. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.